welcome to the Ziegler Inspire Podcast.
Ziegler Inspire Podcast.
Welcome to Zig Ziglar's Inspire Podcast. I'm your host, Blake Lindsay. Today we have a fun and interesting podcast for you. Zig is using information he researched for his book, Courtship After Marriage. He will give us a step-by-step roadmap of how to keep the sizzle in your sex after you've been married a while. I know we want to hear Zig, so let's get started and I'll be back in a few minutes.
I'm a foodie and I enjoy learning about the process that brings great foods and beverages from idea to the table. And then I like tasting them and learning the nuances of what creates the most significant tastes from coffee to cheese to distilled beverages. I did a tequila tasting in Mexico and recently bourbon, Heaven Hill Bottled in Bond Bourbon. It really impressed me from the story to the taste. I grew up in Kentucky where horse racing and bourbon are famous and I got introduced to Heaven Hill Bottled in Bond Bourbon. It's produced by Heaven Hill Distillery, which has been and still remains family-owned since 1935, and I'm impressed with the bourbon's ultra-rich, smooth taste, and right on the bottle, it states that this bourbon is 7 years old, which is actually three times longer than what's required to be certified as bottled in bond. I feel with beverages, the longer the prep, the better the taste. Being a bottled in bond product means it must pass a list of seven requirements that set the standard for this quality bourbon. So look for it at your local store. Heaven Hill reminds you to think wisely and drink wisely.
If the sexual side of marriage is becoming boring, too infrequent, or non-existent, and you feel increasingly tired, indifferent, uncaring, or disinterested in your mate sexually, in short, your mate doesn't turn you on, your marriage, now this depends a lot on your age, could well be headed for serious trouble, possibly including divorce. So what do you do? Well, let me emphasize, I'm not going to say that you've got to have that magnificent sexual relationship in order to have a good marriage. As a matter of fact, one of the largest surveys ever taken on the subject was taken by Ann Landers. And what she discovered through her readers were that there were a lot of couples who might not have a stimulating sexual relationship, but who had a lot of affection, a lot of hugging, a lot of hand-holding, a lot of intimacy, a lot of conversation. And many, many of these people said they were completely satisfied in that relationship. Despite that, I still believe you can have all of those things, which I also believe will increase the sexual aspects of the marriage in most cases. I want to emphasize something I said in the live recording, and that simply is this. In most cases, it is the relationship and not the sexual relationship which is in trouble. Let me also stress that if there is difficulty in the relationship, it is going to be manifested in 99.9% of the cases in the sexual aspect of the marriage. It is with this in mind and my conviction and belief that most marriages can not only be friendly and intimate, but they also can be sexually stimulating that I bring this additional information to you. How do you relight the spark? How do you bring that enthusiasm back to the sexual side of the relationship? Number one of you needs to set the stage for some quiet, serious communication time. One of the things that's often revealed is the fact that many couples who've been married 5, 10, 15, 20, even 30 years or longer have been reluctant or too embarrassed to talk about what pleases them in the sexual aspect of their relationship. They say, oh, I'd be too embarrassed to talk to my mate about that. You think about it, that's pretty ridiculous. Here you've got a lifetime commitment and it's never been discussed. Set aside that quiet, serious time and go over this relationship. Give the details. Talk frankly about about your feelings, about what turns you on and about what does not turn you on. Ask some questions of yourself and of your mate. Is your sex life satisfying to both parties? Husbands, do you understand that love is the only passion which includes the happiness of your mate? Wives, do you understand the same thing? Now, for maximum marriage enjoyment and stability, both partners should enjoy the sexual aspect of the marriage. Numerous studies show that with love, patience, persistence, and perhaps some professional help, virtually every couple can have a satisfactory sexual relationship in marriage. After you've had this conversation, and during that time, you should reaffirm your commitment. Now, that's step number two, because this is a lifetime pledge. Again, when you've made that lifetime commitment and difficulties arise, you look for ways to solve the problem, not get out of the problem. Number three, a goodbye kiss and a welcome home kiss I've already talked about as being stimulating. But now I want to add a footnote to that. If you give that passionate goodbye kiss or that passionate welcome home kiss, if that is a contrived move on your part, trying to sexually seduce your mate later on in the evening, it is manipulative. What you want to do is, a matter of course, demonstrate that affection because you do love your mate. Now, let me emphasize a point. Feelings do follow the action, but if your motives are right, they will follow more certainly and more purely. Number four, you need to dress to please each other. Isn't it amazing? We get up 5 days of the week and dress to please everybody else. And then on Saturday morning, we get up and we don't shave or we don't put on our makeup and we put on scroungy clothes. Now, I'm not saying that you should dress in a tux or a business attire on Saturday morning or on holidays. You can certainly dress attractively and be very casual in that dress. Number five, you need to use your imagination a little from time to time. Ann Mayer, in her book, How to Stay Lovers While Raising Your Children, tells an interesting little story of this couple who had five children ranging in age from 9 to 21. Well, they were awfully busy and frequently very tired, and their sexual relationship was deteriorating. One evening, the husband dressed for bed and lay down in bed. A couple of minutes later, his wife lay down right beside him, but she was fully clothed. Needless to say, he was somewhat astonished, and he asked an obvious question. Well, aren't you going to take your clothes off? Well, she smiled and said, "That's your job." I don't think I need to tell you that this tired couple had a very stimulating and exciting evening because they suddenly discovered they were not so tired after all. Incidentally, a lot of times families let the children interfere with the sexual relationship. Now, by that I mean the kids come hop in bed with mom and dad at bedtime. Now, this can, on occasion, be okay. But if it starts to happen as a regular thing, it will destroy the sexual aspects of the marriage. And over a period of time, you become cool to each other and you start resenting the children. So what do? Well, if that 2-year-old or 3-year-old or whatever comes and gets in bed with you, you very firmly, but gently and lovingly, pick your child up, take them back to their own bed, explain that this is their room and their bed, and that you and your mate are going to spend the night alone in your own bed. You simply say, "Mom and Daddy sleep here, and you sleep there." Now, to reignite those flames of passion, let me encourage you to take step number six, and that's return to the scene of your passion. Go back to a place where you've had a marvelous experience sexually with your mate. Now, you might not have to do that physically. It's ideal if you can. And if you can't do it physically, then take step number 7, and that's to fantasize. Go back there in your imagination and replay, for example, the first time your mate really turned you on. I'll bet you remember the circumstances. Replay that tape vividly in your mind. Your honeymoon, if it was a sexually satisfying and exciting experience, go over that in your own mind a number of times. Your most recent passionate experience with your mate. Replay that tape in your mind. But here's one of the most intriguing thoughts and ideas. Take turns with your mate in painting word pictures of a memorable sexual experience, whether it was 6 weeks ago or 20 years ago. Husbands go one night, the wife goes another night, and you think about this before you get together for the evening or whenever the encounter takes place. You want to precede it with a nice walk, a quiet dinner, or some place where you're assured of being absolutely alone. Vividly draw the pictures, step by step. You remember, honey, how we did this and how we did that and how you said this and how I said that. And as you talk about it, you will be reliving that scene, and it actually absolutely will re-stimulate you. Give all of the details. Don't leave anything out. The location, the time of year, the day, the date, the circumstances, what made it special, what was said. Imagination is such a tremendously powerful force. Step number 8 is you need to physically make certain you're okay. You know, a lot of people don't have energy and excitement and enthusiasm because they just don't feel well physically. Go see the doctor. You might be tired for a reason. Take care of your personal habits, you know, bad breath or body odor. Don't exactly turn anybody on, especially your mate, if it's been going on for a number of years. Now, also, if you've gained an enormous amount of weight or a substantial amount of weight since you married, a lot of times this has a tendency to turn your mate off. Now, unless there's something physically wrong, I encourage you to accept the responsibility yourself to do something about it. A number of years ago, I lost 37 pounds. I did it in a 10-month period of time by losing 1 9-tenths ounces a day on average for the 10 months. And that's the way I lost the weight. And as a matter of fact, I encourage you not to get on one of those crash diets, but start working to get it off. You need also, perhaps take step number 9, is you need to go to one of the encounter weekends. Now, there are two that are absolutely marvelous. Christian Marriage Encounter or the Worldwide Marriage Encounter, which is really the Catholic Marriage Encounter. They're marvelous experiences. The redhead and I attended one of them with magnificent results. And finally, you might need counseling. I don't know what that counseling might involve, but let me emphasize again. Problems in the sexual relationship indicate that there are problems elsewhere in the relationship. That's the reason I encourage you to follow all the procedures we've been talking about. With patience, love, persistence, kindness, gentleness, and understanding, and doing the things we talk about, they'll work.
Get some good ideas? Do you need to leave and go find your spouse so you can begin implementing some of Zig's ideas? Well, get going and put a little spark in your marriage. This is Blake Lindsay encouraging you to live your life to the fullest.
Ziegler. Ziegler. Inspiring true performance.
Hey, Ziegler podcasters, this is Blake Lindsay, and I want to offer you a special bonus of some great Ziegler material in a downloadable format just like you're used to with the Ziegler Inspire podcast. Just go to Ziegler.com/podcast bonus, and you'll find a free download, 60 minutes long, of Zieg's finest stories, and a free download of Zieg's most inspirational quotes. This is our way of showing you some gratitude and saying thank you for listening to the Ziegler Inspire podcast. We appreciate you. Go to Ziegler.com/podcast bonus.